And our listeners have lots of takeouts on issues that we were talking about this week. We're getting schooled, of course. Our education series continues this week. We've been talking about best practices, how to improve the American educational system. And yesterday we asked the question, if we were designing a national curriculum that included the basics, okay, the stuff we all agree on, what else should be in that lesson plan? And a lot of you put your hands up.
If it's one class that needs to be added to this national curriculum.
The one course that all students should take.
One that I would want.
Thinking 101 music.
Data.
That's right. There was a wave of responses. And with the grim economy in the news, it's probably not a surprise that we got this response.
I think kids should be fiscally educated. I think that's the most important thing considering our government.
Lots of people liked financial literacy. On Facebook, Sarah agreed and said, how about some finance, household budgeting, credit, mortgages? Seems like we need some help there.
And Personal Finance 101, how do they say curriculum in Chinese?
My name is Alicia, and I think foreign language should be required at all the schools to keep us world-class level.
The United States needs to be able to speak and understand other languages and cultures in order to ensure world peace and our place in the world.
Foreign language is a popular suggestion among many of our listeners, but a couple people at least suggested they need to learn statistics. Carolyn on Facebook says, we have a little book called How to Lie with Statistics, but it's actually about how not to let people lie to you using, you guessed it, statistics. It should be required reading for everyone. I intend to torment my own children with it once they're old enough.
It's actually a good suggestion. If people knew more about statistics, they could evaluate the constant poll numbers that are coming at us.
That's true.
So, and then we got this.
Kids today have to learn how to write and express themselves in the written word.
I think that rhetoric would be an interesting class to teach because it would put the onus on a person to be able to convey their thoughts about a variety of subject matter.
Rhetoric. Is Aristotle available to teach that? You can continue the great conversation on our site, thetakeaway.org, and catch every part of the series.
But, you know, one of our producers suggested that if we teach kids about finance, language,
right,
rhetoric, statistics, critical thinking, what does that sound like the qualifications of? Maybe
public,
a public radio host?
Public radio host. Yeah, we need more of those, that's for sure. One last take here. Adam on Facebook says, a national curriculum would be a mistake. What happens if you want something better for your kids? You would have nowhere to go. Keep your ideas, all things education, coming to us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More on education coming up in a few minutes. How do you get your kids schooled without getting bullied? We'll talk about the tragic case of bullying and cyberbullying in Massachusetts. It's in a few minutes.